this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Miles from Miles and the Chain Gang, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
Hi, Tony. It's really lovely to join you. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, now, you're a musician, it's a band, Miles and the Chain Gang. I want to find out all about that. You've got a new track, which we'll have a talk about as well in a minute, called Carry Me Home. And I want to find a little bit about you personally first, if you don't mind, and the band, how you got started in music and why music. Why aren't you an accountant or a chef or something? Why did you get into music?
Why aren't I an accountant or a chef? Well, I've got a fairly low threshold for boredom, and I've always been very independent minded. In like, I was always interested in doing something creative from about the age of like 11 or 12. The first thing I wanted to do was be an actor, and then it was I want to be a writer, and then it was I want to be in music. So it was always just there, really. It was sort of part of the ether. And I grew up in the early 80s, which was an amazing time. Well, I was eight at the start of the 80s. It was an amazing time for music. So I kind of imbibed all this stuff that was coming out of the radio in the early 80s. And then some years later was involved in my first band or bands when I was a bit older. And then it was just, yeah, I was just like, I just thought it was the most exciting thing to be involved in music and to write songs. I mean, you know, the possibility that brought up, that was fantastic. Mm. So yeah, a long creative journey, I suppose.
Did you play in school bands or bands when you're at school and then the school?
Yeah, my first band. I was asked to be the singer in the first band. That band only did one gig, and for some reason, I'm not sure why, but for some reason they got rid of the other singer and they asked me to be the singer. And we only did one gig, and it was the first gig I ever did. And I found it was very exciting, intoxicatingly exciting. Mm. And then later that year, I had my own band, which was called Trash, which was with my friend Sid, and we were writing the songs. And that band did a bit better. It did two gigs, but we weren't very good. You know, we were quite. It was quite ham-fisted, really.
But you've got to start somewhere, haven't you? Really, you know. I can remember doing the sound and lighting for a band at my friend's school. I wasn't in the band because I can't sing, or I used to play the piano, but I don't and I can't. But I'm more interested in the technical things, as you can probably tell. And I can remember building loudspeakers and building lights in big baked bean cans and things like that when I was a kid, to do school band gigs. I mean, it was an amazing time, you know, and I learnt, you know, not to get electric shocks and how to wire things up and things like that. You know, so you've got to start somewhere.
There's a bit in the film, the Commitments, the Roddy Doyle book, which was made into the film, The Commitments, which I find really, I find it really inspiring, but it really moves me as well. And it's Joey the Lips is the trumpet player. And he's the one that's got the experience, right? And he's playing with all these young kids, and they don't really know what they're doing. And they have their first practice, and it's a bit of a mess, but they're onto something, but it's a bit of a mess. And he says, "It's a start. I believe in starts." And I just find that so inspiring, because all the pop psychology books will tell you just make a start. And I find that really inspiring.
Yeah, it's very true. And I interview hundreds of people in the industry, and they all say the same thing when I ask for their advice. So I'm going to ask you for some advice a bit later, but for the listeners to Music Stories. But they all say, do your own thing, be yourself, and so on, you know, and just go for it. Now, tell me about Miles and the Chain Gang. How did that come about, and why is it called Miles and the Chain Gang?
So I went through a tumultuous time in my 40s. I had went through like major life changes, and I kind of did like a life review, and I sort of asked myself, I was like, kind of like, you know, what is going to happen to my life? You know, it was almost like I had a blank piece of paper, and it was a really, really difficult time, but out of it came some really positive things. And I realized that one of the things I wanted to do was to do music. I'd never completely left music, but it had sort of been on the back burner. I'd been bringing up children, I'd been running an arts festival, and for about 10 years it had kind of been on the back burner. And I had this moment where I realized that all the songs that I'd written in the 90s, I'd written like Carry Me Home, which was written in the 90s. I realized that if I didn't do something, no one was going to hear those songs. And I remember feeling really sad. I was like, I just felt so sad. And it was like this kind of impetus to go and do something about it. And then I found a couple of local guys who were very good, Tim Bruce, who played bass, and Billy Hickling, who played drums. We started playing together. And the first time we played, it was just a magic. It was a magic 90 minutes. I just thought, this is just amazing. The name came from the old Sam Cooke song. Remember the Sam Cooke song about the chain gang? That's the sound of the man working on the chain gang. And also the Pretenders song, Back on the Chain Back Gang. When I told Billy about the name, he was like, "Ooh, it's a bit pervy." And I was like, "What? What?"
What?
I had no comprehension that people might see it as something to do with S&M at all, because it that didn't even enter into my head. So that was funny.
So now I've got you on stage wearing all sorts of weird costumes.
Yeah, we're going to be like Rob Halford and Judas Priest.
Okay. How would you describe your style of music?
Well, so I don't know. It's the brief summary would be guitar pop, but pop makes it sound a bit sort of naff, really. There's a mixture of singer-songwriter, Americana, soul, new wave, 80s stuff. It's kind of a mixture of that, really, but it's really just classic rock. You know, it's really classic rock. People, you can hear a bit of Elvis Costello, you can hear a bit of the Stones, you can hear a bit of Van Morrison, Bruce Springsteen. It's all that kind of stuff, I guess.
Okay, I think we should play a little bit of the song now. It's Miles and the Chain Gang and Carry Me Home on Music Stories. I have it here. Really good. Great production on it as well, I can tell, as an engineer.
Thank you very much. There's a lovely bit of brass playing on there.
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah. And later on towards the end as well, I believe. Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so that's available when and where?
Well, it isn't really. But if people are interested in the band, they can listen to all the stuff's on Spotify and on YouTube, so they can go on there. That particular track, if they get in touch with me personally, I can send them a CD.
All right. Well, we'll give the listener to this episode your website and so on. They can contact you through there. Who would you say are influences when you're writing songs?
More and more, it's people like Randy Newman, Leonard Cohen. I'm a massive Justin Curry fan, the guy, the songwriter in Delamitri, who's also done 4 solo albums. I'm a huge fan of his. So it's more and more the kind of literate songwriters, I suppose, and trying to write songs that are kind of engaging, slightly poetic, slightly ambiguous. But on the other hand, pop music is the language of, it's a very, very direct language. It's the language of words of one syllable. It's the language of, you know, simple concepts that are presented simply. So there's a kind of a bit of a dichotomy there, really. And I love those songs. I love those simple songs as well, you know. Mm. Those sort of it's just such a thrilling thing, you know, the songs that make you jump up and down and make your heart pound and all of that stuff. So it's a mixture of those. It's a mixture of those things, I think.
Okay. And presumably not all ballads. So we've just played Carry Me Home, which is obviously a ballad, but you do fast stuff as well.
Yeah. Generally, the stuff that Miles and the Chain Gang have put out, we've put out 5 tracks so far in the last few years, and 4 of those are up-tempo ones, yeah.
Excellent. What's the future for the band then? What have you got planned for the rest of this year and next year?
Not much the rest of this year. We've got one gig for this year. We're hoping to do a lot more gigs next year because we've just got somebody who's come on board as a sort of an agent type person. So that should hopefully lead to more, excuse me, that should lead to more gigs next year. We've got an album that's 80% finished, still trying to finish that off, which is just taking a ridiculous amount of time. So still trying to finish that. That might come out late next year. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Okay. So it's a long haul, isn't it?
It is a long haul, yeah.
What advice would you give to people listening to Music Stories who can identify with you? I should imagine that'd be a lot of people in the music industry, you know, struggling. I think everybody struggles in the music industry, unless you're Taylor Swift.
I just went to see the Eras thing the other night.
She's just become a billionaire, apparently.
She's just become a billionaire. And I was a bit annoyed because the tickets, I took my daughter and the tickets were 18 quid each. And I was like, well, really? You've just become a billionaire.
Well, maybe she wants to be a double billionaire. Bless her.
Advice. What, you mean like any kind of advice?
Yeah, or? I mean, based on your experience, and you are experienced, we've talked about a lot of it in this interview, you know, how you've progressed and how you've got to where you are now. Now, based on all those experiences,
the best advice I ever got, or the best advice I ever got was I did a gig. I used to run an arts festival in York, and the best advice I ever got was I did a gig with Jermaine Greer, the Australian feminist and writer, broadcaster, and we had like 400 people came along to this thing, and there was a bit of misunderstanding about whether or not she was going to sign books afterwards. There was a bit of confusion. We had the bookstall. She came, she saw that there was a bookstall, and she thought, and she was like, oh, you know, I better go through with it. I better do it. I think she was a bit reluctant, but she did it. And she spent time with everybody who was queuing up. She talked to everybody that was queuing up. And she said to me, the encounter matters. And that, I just found that incredibly inspiring, that when you meet somebody, you should be kind, you should be gracious, you should be patient, you know, all of those things. And, you know, of course, there are times when we're not those things and we're you know, we're impatient or whatever. But I think that's really brilliant advice, that if you can remember that and do that in your life when you meet somebody, I think that's really amazing advice.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that. It's a bit like, you know, first impressions count. You know, when you meet somebody, you sum them up in the first few seconds, don't you?
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. But it's being mindful, I think, isn't it? It's being thoughtful and always thinking, you know, being kind towards that person and being interested in them, you know.
Mm. Excellent. Miles from Miles and the Chain Gang, thank you so much for talking to me on Music Stories. You've been fascinating. Thanks for the advice. I know that's going to go down well with the listeners. And your song, Carry Me Home, is available somewhere. But all the information is on your website, which is miles-salter.co.uk. And I think you can find everything about you and your band there as well. So thanks very much again for talking to me on Music Stories.
Tony, it's been really nice, and I hope we meet again at some point.
I'm sure we will. Thank you. Take care.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.